Are you tired of feeling like you have no purpose? You don't know where you're going in life? You feel like maybe you need to find your destiny, you know? Maybe you need to find what you are made for. Well, why not embark on a journey right here on Food for Thought with Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vicky Anslin.
God is the greatest designer that ever lived. He says God has clothed the grass of the field with beautiful flowers that some guys steal from God's inspiration and want to impress a young lady without giving credit to God by respecting the lady first and asking for a hand first. But God is so wonderful that He gives us the spiritual and the physical. And I believe that when we are talking about rediscovery, it's a rediscovery that is holistic. It is in every area. And today I want to minister to you as the Holy Spirit leads me, because I believe that the rediscovery is a revival. And that is why tonight I'm speaking to you about rediscover yourself in the revival. Never allow anything to shut you up. There are things that shut you up. There's a spirit that silences you. It's a mute spirit. It's when you feel a mountain, when you feel a resistance, maybe in your heart, maybe in the environment, maybe in your neighbor. Jesus says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, it doesn't matter if you came to Christ yesterday. Now that you are in Jesus, your expression matters. What you speak, Jesus will back. What you speak, Jesus will back. So whenever you feel in the service, or in your life, or in your prayer, whenever you feel suffocation, you need to know there is a mountain. And when there is a mountain, it is not time to draw back. It is time to speak up. Hello?
Yes.
Speak up. Speak up. Speak up in this area.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If the area resists you, speak up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I was telling people this morning that the voice of God is not heard by people only. Even the land hears the voice of God. He's the one who gives seed to the sower. Where do you put seed? In the land. You came from the land. Huh? You lost the land by losing yourself. And now you are fighting for the land. I'm not EFF. Stop fighting for the land. Start fighting to find yourself. Because when you find yourself, you also find what belongs to you. The earth and its fullness thereof belongs to God. It's your father's land. It's your father's land. If you're in business, know that it's your father's territory. Go in. Take over. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 is our first scripture. Some scriptures I may not read. I'll just paraphrase them. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, New King James Version, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Rediscover yourself in the revival. When we talk about rediscovery, it means that something was lost. When we talk about rediscovery, when it comes to man, because the Bible says when man sinned, death entered the world. Do you understand that? If you lose money, you can take back money. If you lose a friend, you can take back the friend. But if you lose life, it doesn't depend on you anymore to take it back. You need something more powerful than yourself. And today I came to speak to some people who have lost themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can feel that this is not you. And I came to assure you that this is not you. You do what you don't love. You are pushed to do things because other people do them. That is not you. Hallelujah. The Bible says by one man's offense, death reigned. Do you understand that? That this loss of ourself has placed man under the power of spiritual death. Do you understand that? When you are dead, your voice doesn't matter. When you are dead, your mind doesn't matter. You may know what is good for you, but you have no power to do it. That is why today I didn't come to give you information. I came to give you transformation. Oh, hallelujah. Because the words of Jesus, they are not just philosophy. The words of Jesus, they are not just theory. His words are spirit and they are life. Jesus came to live in our world, in our circumstances, in our situations, in our challenges, in our trials, that we may be able to live as He lived. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That is why He says, I live, therefore you will live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But where will you live? You will live in Christ. Hallelujah. You will live in Christ because He's the one who has taken back your life. He died to take us back to God, to reconcile us back to God. Where are you looking for your life? Where are you looking for your life? You are looking for your life in art. You are looking for your life in a relationship. You are looking for your life in rap. Your life is not in music. Your life is not in a degree. Or your life is not in money. Your life is not in America. Or your life is hidden in Christ in high places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says our lives are hidden in Christ in high places. It's not just a life, it is a spiritual position. It's not just a life, it's a rulership. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. You can't take it away. You may hate it, but you can't take it away. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be afraid to be a Christian in class. You are what you are by the grace of God. You are what you are by the hand of God. It means nobody can take. Who can take what is in the hand of God? Hello? 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 Where are you looking for your life? Now you tell us that you are gay. Where are you looking for your life? Your life is not in a feeling. Your life is not in a feeling. Do you see how low death has reduced you? I am not what I feel. My life can't be a sexual orientation. I am not what I feel. I am what Christ says I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fact that you feel it doesn't mean you are it. Huh? Hello? 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 So do you see the world? So the world tells us that when we feel something, we are it. They even give us rights to be what we feel. Hello? Hello? The gay movement began with it's LGBTQ and queer. Yes. So it began with the LG, lesbian and gay. But you understand that the feelings of the flesh, they never stop. Because it's not you. Because it's not you, it's never enough. Or let me try ladies. You try the ladies, it's not enough. Or let me try men. You try men, it's not enough. Or let me be transgender. You try transgender, it's not enough. Where are you going to? I hear that they are about to give right to pedophiles. It shall not happen in our world because we are going to impose the life of Christ. Hello? This is what my spiritual father says about being gay. That people who fight for gay rights, they are fighting against themselves. For them to be alive and to even claim to be gay, they needed a relationship between a man and a woman. So when you fight for that relationship, you are actually fighting against the right of another child to be born in the world. Let's change this, because God is not finished sending prophets to the earth. Oh, hallelujah. God is not finished sending evangelists to the earth. Oh, we need more godly marriages where prophets can be born, where Samson can be born. Even Jesus needed a man and a woman to come in the world. Hello? Hello? So you are looking for yourself in the wrong places. Hello? Stop looking for yourself in the wrong place. Dear lady, become intelligent. The man has not found himself. And he's trying to use you as a test ground to find himself. Come on. Come on. Come on. You can't treat me as a lab sample. Eh? And when the trial fails, you go to somebody else. And the trial fails, you go to somebody else. Come on, tell them wrong address. Wrong address. Wrong address. Go to Jesus. Wrong address. Go to Jesus. If the guy comes, he wants to sleep with you. Wrong address. Go to Jesus first. Find yourself and you will find me. If you have not found yourself, where are you taking me? And that is why you have got a good word for it. You are taking me out. So you are lost. You are out of yourself. Now you also want me to go out of myself. I will not go out of myself. I will remain in Jesus. I will remain in the church. I will remain in holiness. Somebody praise God, because we'll remain in Jesus. Refuse to go out of yourself. Alcohol takes you out of yourself. Some people are very frustrated with coping with who they are not, that they want to even be lost more. No, explain to me what's the reason to get drunk. You want to be lost more because you can't cope with living a life that is not you. You are frustrated. That's what happened to man. He was frustrated. The ground was not responding. What you're trying to do is not working. Do you understand that? So do you see what the devil is doing? He's giving you options. But those options, they are making your case worse than you were before. Hello? Now that you are drunk, not only that you have lost yourself in Christ, but you've also lost your mind. I'm speaking to you things that are true. We need to rediscover ourselves, and this nation will change. Do you know that South Africa, I wrote it in my book, Save Your Youth. Do you know that South Africa is the number six most drunk nation in the world? Do you know that everything that we talk about in this nation, crime, gender violence, can be connected back to drinking? So do you understand that when you are not living who you are in Christ, not only will you destroy yourself, but you destroy other people. Broken people break other people. Hello? Healed people heal other people. Save people save other people. Christ people give Christ to other people. Hallelujah. That is why rediscover yourself. In John chapter 3. Hallelujah. So do you understand? Do you understand that you are a product of what rules over you? When man sinned, he was placed under the rulership of death. You understand that? That's why he can't be himself. And he keeps being pushed towards things that he's not. Hallelujah. All the destruction we see around us, people are not themselves. Hallelujah. The father cannot kill his own children. The real father. Do you understand that? What is this father who is killing his own children? Do you understand that? He has lost himself. Do you understand that? And he's under. Do you understand that? When we lose ourselves, we are under the spirit of death. Because to lose your life is to be dead. That is why death reigns. That is why death reigns. Oh, South Africa, it is time for life to reign. It is time for life to reign. It is time for life to reign. Life will reign through you. Hallelujah. And that is why there was in John chapter 3, there was a man who was in the things of God, but was not in rulership. It's not enough to come to church. You need to seek rulership in God. Hallelujah. 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 That's why I say to you, today you are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You need the Spirit of God to do the things of God. Not good intentions. Hallelujah. That is why those who serve God, I don't call them volunteers. I call them priests. You're not a volunteer. If you're a volunteer, it means that you are working by your own choice. Jesus says, you did not choose me. I chose you. Huh? Who chooses church? Huh? Which fish wants to leave the water? Who chooses church? Come on. There's no fish that wants to leave the water. Fish wants to stay in the water. Do you understand that? They are taken out of the water. So if you came in this place and you still think that it's your choice, it's not your choice. It is Jesus who put you in this place. Now that you have come, surrender. Hello? So this man who is called Nicodemus was a ruler by title, not by work, not by impact, not by influence. He came to Jesus in the night and he said to Jesus, he says, teacher, no one can do the things that you do. So he saw in Jesus a man who spoke and who backed up his speaking by action. Rulership. You understand that? It is time to speak and to do. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Desire the gifts of God. Desire the gifts of God. Desire the gifts of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says when Jesus sent the disciples, he did not only give them word. Because the kingdom of God does not only consist in word, but also in a power. Power. In a power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With the power of God, you will do what your body doesn't want to do. Oh, hallelujah. Your body doesn't want to pray, but by the power of God, it prays. Rulership. Hello? Hello? Before you rule other people, rule yourself. I hear that Zulu men are kings. The Holy Spirit, before he can entrust you with somebody else, he first wants you to rule yourself. That is why for those who want to get married, the Bible says something very important. It doesn't say it's not good for boy to be alone. It says it's not good for man to be alone. The boy still needs his mother. He is too sensitive. He wants to be cared for. The man is ready to forget himself and to care for somebody else. Do you know why I love that scripture so much? God says it's not good for man to be alone, but he's the one who left man alone in the first place. That's beautiful. You understand that? It means there is a purpose to your singlehood. Huh? When you are single, it's not time for you to look for bae. It's time for you to look for the kingdom. Hello? You need to be a king to marry a queen. Ah, you are still a slave. Ah, that's why there are slaves around you. Ah, people just want a kiss. People just want a hug. A queen does not give herself anyhow. Do you read the story of Esther? 2 years in seclusion. 2 years. You won't touch. You won't even come near. 2 years. Eh? Now for you, it's only 6 months. Only 6 months. Ah, Pastor. This is too much. This is too much. This is too much. I can't live without a guy. What? You can live without them. You were created without them. Hello? Hello? Yes. Let me leave that. But you understand that? Singlehood is a time to commit to God. And that's what Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was a person in the things of God, but without rulership. Today I came to speak to people who are in church, but something else is ruling your body. Something else is ruling your heart. Something else is ruling your mind. It is time for you to be born again. It is time for you to rediscover Christianity. Wonderful. Hello? 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 Yes. There is much more to church than screaming. There is much more to church than singing. There is power. Yeah. There is power. Oh, hallelujah. I love why God called you active church. You can't be active with without power. You are the church of the power of God. Oh, praise God. If you know, you are the church of the power of God. That is why seek the power of God. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Yes. You can live without sin. You can live without pornography. You can live without hate. He will strengthen you. But Jesus said to him two things. You need to be baptized of the water. You need to commit. You need to desire. The baptism of water, it is a desire. It is a desire to commit to God. It is a desire to live God's way. Huh? It is like a promise to be wedded. Do you understand that? The baptism of water. Many people, so this is what I say, I'm a pastor among young people. So many young people, they come to me and they say to me, Pastor, I am weak. I am weak. I say, oh, okay. But do you desire to be righteous? So do you see that the I am weak song is a cover up for a heart that does not love righteousness? Be baptized of water. Do you understand that? It's a heart's commitment to follow God's way. When God sees the heart, he will send the power. The Bible says when Jesus was coming out of the water of baptism, when Jesus was declaring publicly to the world that he was going to follow the ways of God and the will of God at all cost, the Bible says heaven opened. You want heaven to open? Open your heart. You want heavens to open? Open your heart. Hallelujah. Begin to make a decision in your heart right now. And heaven will open today. And when heaven opens, something will come down. Heaven does not open for tourism. Heaven does not open to color the sky. Don't write songs like that. God color the sky. No, he's not interested in coloring the sky. He's interested in opening the sky that the Holy Ghost may come down and give power to somebody. Oh, hallelujah and hallelujah and hallelujah. It is the commitment of Jesus that opened the heaven. Our commitment to this conference can open the heaven over this area, over this city, over this nation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. One heart can open heaven, and everybody else can be blessed by heaven. Elijah was a man like you and me. One heart. He prayed fervently. He prayed with an open heart. He prayed with passion. Hallelujah. Many of you and ask you to pray. When I ask you to rap, hey, hey, ho, hey, hey, see me, y'all. See me, y'all. Hello? God. Do you understand that? The kingdom of God is spiritual. How will God give you spiritual things when you don't love spiritual things? It is time to love spiritual things. It is time to love prayer. It is time to love church. Oh, hallelujah. It is time to love the word. Hallelujah. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength. The baptism of water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the second thing is the baptism of the Spirit. After commitment, you need power to do what you committed to do. What you said you will commit to do. You understand that? Hallelujah. But the Holy Spirit only empowers those he can lead. Bible says when he comes, he will lead you. So he doesn't empower you, he leads you. When Jesus was baptized, the Spirit of God came upon him. It led him in the desert. Isolation. Some of you need some time out of that world where you are. You are losing yourself in that environment. And the Spirit of God may lead you out so that you may find who you are. Do you understand that? You have conformed to the patterns around you. You are not of this world. The Spirit of God empowers those who lead. Today, many people want the help of the Spirit, but not the leading of the Spirit. Do you understand that? Yeah. The baptism of the Spirit. It makes you sensitive to the Spirit. For you to be led by the Spirit, you need to be sensitive to the Spirit. You need a heart like Jesus. An obedient heart. A heart open to God. A heart that loves God. Do you know that the love of the world is enmity to God? You can't love God and the world at the same time. Do you understand that? Whenever you lose a heart for God, it's because you are gaining a heart for the world. You can't have two love at the same time. You only have one heart. That is why the second love is a lie. Huh? You can't love two masters at the same time. You only have one heart. You either hate one and love the other. So when we begin to love the world, the love for the things of God grows down. Do you understand that? The baptism of the Spirit. Do you understand that? We need sensitivity. What is born of the Spirit is Spirit. What is born of the flesh is... Do you understand that? What is born of the flesh is sensitive to the flesh. Do you understand that? Yes. Your attraction to the opposite sex, it's natural. It's in your flesh. It's of the flesh. It's part of your corrupted flesh. Do you understand that? What is born of the Spirit is Spirit. You begin to be attracted to the things of the Spirit. You are not pushed, but you are attracted. Because you are being transformed. The baptism of the Spirit transforms. That is why I say to you, rediscover yourself in the revival. The revival is giving back life where life was lost. And the revival is the work of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And when we read the Bible in Luke chapter 9, I'm going towards my end. I believe my time is almost up. Luke chapter 9. Because you ask me, how? How do I rediscover myself? How do I rediscover the life of authority that God said to Adam? When God created Adam, he said to him, rule. Hallelujah. We are called to a life of rulership. In this world, it's either you rule or you are rude. Do you understand that? You are called to rule with Jesus. That is a rule that is going, a rulership that will bring transformation. Quickly, Luke chapter 9 from verse 27. The Bible says something wonderful. It's quite a long reading, but I want you to be attentive. You will learn many things from there. Luke 29 verse 27. The Bible says this, but I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Now verse 28, I love the continuation. Hallelujah. When Jesus speaks, he will continue to speak. Don't run after one word. Hallelujah. Get the whole book. Hello? Hello? Don't eat the word of God for Facebook quoting. For profile posting. Post things that have worked for you. They have power. Post your testimony. They overcame by their testimony. It may sound good, but it has not yet worked. When it has worked, it has got power. It's like a seed that has produced. Verse 28 says, now it came to pass about 8 days after this saying, after those words of the promise of the kingdom of God, that he took Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. You understand that? He went up. He took them out of the worries of this life. Hallelujah. Are you looking for yourself? You need to learn to run away from the worries of this life, from the preoccupation of this life. We are too busy in this world. Social media has made us too busy. We are busy, but we are gaining nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he took them out of the lower level. The things, the Bible says, turn your minds to the things that are above. Hallelujah. What your mind is filled with is what you attract. What your heart is preoccupied by is what you are going to be attracted to. I usually say to Christians in church, when you think a lot about a sister, you dream about her. And you come and tell me, Pastor, the Lord told me, the Lord told me, the Lord didn't tell you. She's in your heart. She has your heart. She has your mind. Don't you know that dreams are born from the preoccupation of your life? Hello? Yes. That is why if you want to listen to God, learn to leave the worries of this life. Tell him, let's go up with Jesus. Hallelujah. And he took them up to pray. And the Bible says something wonderful. It says, as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered. His robe became white and glistening. Some versions say his face was shining as bright as the sun. But don't you remember in John chapter 9 that he said to them, I am the light of the world. But what he was appeared in prayer. Hallelujah. There are things God has promised you, but you need to go, learn to go up in prayer. Hallelujah. Going up in prayer is also coming out from the prayer of basic needs. Lord, give me bread. Lord, give me hairpiece. Lord, give me shoes. You're asking for somebody else's hair. Come on. Come on. Huh? At least ask him to grow your hair. Brothers, stop. Brother, stop. Hello? Be free from basic needs. They are priorities. He said to them, when you pray, first thing that you do when you pray, do you say, give us our daily bread? No. First thing when you pray, your relationship with God, our Father who art in heaven. So prayer is not work. Prayer is relationship. People enjoy relationship. Huh? People can talk for 3 hours. They think that they talk for 10 minutes. 3 hours. They're just talking. Relationship. Prayer is love. I love God. Do you understand that? So as I pray, I want to discover what he loves. Do you understand that? Because your life is in his heart. Hello? Hello? Prayer will reveal to you the heart of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you understand that? The discovery of who you are is in the heart of God.
win the heart of God in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in prayer we connect with the Spirit of God. The Bible says we do not know what we ought to pray in our weaknesses. Romans 8 verse 26. But the Spirit of God prays in us. By groans that cannot be expressed. He who knows the mind of the Spirit prays for the saints according to the will of God. Do you understand that? That prayer connects us to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God will lead us to our true self. He said to them, pray. But when you read the verse that is there, you will see that the disciples, they were sleepy. When you are too awake for the things of the world, you are sleepy in church. Check if your neighbor is sleeping. Check if your neighbor is sleeping. Do you sleep when Manchester is playing? And do you sleep when Avengers is playing? Huh? You have watched a whole series, a whole season. Not one, three in one night. An overnight of movies. Hello? Do you understand that? You cannot be in two revivals at the same time. Yes. If you are awakened to the things of the world, you will see that it becomes difficult to be awakened to the things of God. That is why you need to come out. Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. Do you understand that? There is a spirit at work over the world. The world is not just nightclubs. It is not just doing what you want. Huh? It is a spirit that is controlling there. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. The Bible says, you were dead in your sins and trespasses when you lived according to the trend of this world. The fact that something is trending doesn't make it right. The fact that something is trending doesn't make it right. Many people lose who they are by following the trend. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, but today I want to challenge you to go against the trend. Oh, hallelujah. Hello? Come out of them and go against the trend. You can only set a new trend when you go against the existing trend. If break time at your school is smoking time, turn break time into prayer time, and those who are smoking are going to learn to pray. We used to pray at Virtue University, and at JTR we pray a lot. Sometimes we are lost for words, so you are praying, and now all you are doing is just moving your head. Jesus, Jesus. So we were in the office, and we were praying, moving our heads. So there was a guy who was into hip-hop. He was passing by. He looked at the window, and he saw people were like... He said, wow, this is cool. Let me go join them. And when he came, it was prayer. Oh, by the time he had come, he couldn't leave because Jesus was there. Oh, when the king is there, oh, you can leave. When you enter the kingdom, oh, you can leave. When you come in, you can leave. Hallelujah. Find a way to get them in, and Jesus will keep them in. There is no escaping Jesus. Just get them in. So turn your break time into prayer time. Hallelujah. And don't do it alone. So we believe that Jesus was a man who encouraged cells. He took Peter, he took John, he took Mark. And they went up to pray. I believe it was a cell. But it was a glorious cell where Jesus was revealed. Hallelujah. If you look at the Bible, when Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to groups of disciples. The cells, where two or three are gathered in my, I am there. Hallelujah. And we see that when Jesus was transfigured, when Jesus was in his authority, they came out from, the Bible says, when you continue reading, Luke chapter 9, they came down from the mountain. When they came down from the mountain, they found a boy who was seized by a spirit that was throwing him all over the place. And I believe that boy is the image of our youth. And that is my prayer today for the youth. We need to free the youth from a spirit of loss of self-control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lost youth is a lost nation. A lost youth is a lost community. A lost youth is a lost church. The devil knows where to strike. Hello? The father was helpless because the child was seized by a spirit. Hallelujah. And because the disciples did not have a life of prayer in the face of the spirit, they were weak. Prayer is battery charging. Prayer is battery charging. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, fan the flame of the gift. You have the gift. Learn to charge it. Learn to charge it. You already have the gift. Learn to charge it. Hallelujah. And it will work. So the disciples failed. But I love what Jesus said when the disciples failed. He was not just talking to the disciples. He was speaking about the extent of the influence of that spirit. He says, "Oh, you faithless and perverse generation." Jesus saw the battle of a generation in one young boy. I came to make you aware that what is fighting you is fighting many people. You didn't get me. What is binding you is binding many people. Did you get me? Did you get me? The devil did not need to kill all of us. He just needed to get one of us, and he killed all of us. Huh? Hallelujah. So we don't need to get to all the young people. If we can free one young person from the spirit of the world, we can free all young people. Praise God who you are in this place. Because you are here, they will come. Young people go where other young people go. Hello? When you used to go to the nightclub, you used to go alone? No. What's up? Hey, it's happening. Where? This place. What time? 7 p.m. Hello? Yes. But now we change the message. Hey, it's happening. Where? Active church. What? J activation. Hello? It's happening. Hello? Hello? There's a generation in you. Oh, hallelujah. There's a generation in you. There's a generation in you. Or rediscover yourself and change the trend for the future generations that are coming. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When we came to Vert, it was a time where Christianity was indoor. And God said to us, speak in the public place. And the first day, I think I'll actually end here. I'll share with you this testimony and we'll pray. I'll sit down. The first day we decided to have our first open air on campus. There was no electricity that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to be workers of the revival. Don't give up. Don't give up. You understand that? Hallelujah. The road of least resistance is not the road of God. The way of God is always resisted. Satan means enemy of God. If you are a friend of God, Satan will resist you. If you are not a friend of God, he will give you a highway.
Yes. That's why some people say if you don't meet Satan on the way, means you are walking with him. Hello? So that day there was no electricity. We learned to fight. We learned to fight for revival. Do you understand that? Learn to fight for revival. Things may go wrong. Do you understand that? Yes, you can come and everything that you planned and it's not going the way you planned. You know, I love what Pastor Bert was preaching. Have a mentality of a winner. Be focused. At all cost, I will attain my goal. With a band or without a band. With electricity or without electricity. If the keyboard doesn't work, we'll clap the hands. Hello? Yes. Do you understand that? That's a life of authority. So we decided to go to another place where there was electricity. But that place, we were going to connect our sound system in the office of the dean of the faculty of law. And you know what Grace does? The secretary was very nice. Grace said, you want to do evangelism? Oh, please come. Give me the connection. And she put it not in our office, in the office of the dean. Yeah. And there we were happy and said, oh God, thank you for the victory. We are about to have a revival here. Yes. Just when Adrian took the mic and he started intercession, we are going to pray. The dean came back to the office and disconnected. And when the dean disconnected, I said, Lord, now we are going to break the program. And I said, Adrian, forget about intercession. We are going to preach Jesus. I preached Jesus that day, and it was my first time to experience that. And I want the Holy Spirit to give you that as an experience. I preached for 2 hours nonstop. I had no mic, I had nothing. I was just preaching. The words kept coming. It was a move. I was running. As you see, I ran. And there were these guys from university. You know, I love how the Holy Spirit can get for you marketeers. They think you are drunk, but they are doing marketing for you. So they are going to call people and say, come and see these drunk people. So these guys were going to West Campus. I don't know. East Campus? Yes. They were going to tell people, come and see guys who have gone crazy. And people started coming. They were taking video of us. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. We are going online for free. We have... We have no TT. We have no media. We are going online. Hallelujah. Learn to move in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? It's in the revival that I discovered that I can speak about Jesus nonstop. There is something that you are. On the day of Pentecost, they did what Jesus did. They went to the upper room. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, they were all in one place. And they were praying. And suddenly, what Jesus had promised to Nicodemus, what is born of the Spirit is like the wind. As they were praying, the Bible says there was a wind. Hallelujah. There will be a wind tonight. There will be a wind tonight. The wind is a grace of influence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a grace of influence. After that wind, it was not only the wind. There was self-discovery. The Bible says there were tongues of fire that came on their heads. Tonight, God will remind you who you are. Peter was taught by Jesus, you are a fisher of men. And that day, no one told Peter that you are the preacher. No one told him. When the people began to say, these people are drunk, he took the word without being told that he was the preacher. Why are you waiting to be told that you're a preacher for you to preach at your school? Why are you waiting for a pulpit when the street is a 24-hour pulpit? Why are you waiting for a pulpit when Facebook is your TBN without no cost? You can create your own videos. Hello? This is J Activation Cell from UJ. Hello? And you can minister. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit came.
And they discovered who they were. They were fishers of men. When the Holy Spirit comes, it will help you to discover who you are. And I believe the Holy Spirit is not far from this gathering. All we need to do is pray. And as we pray in faith, we shall leave this place. Not the way that we came. We will come out of this conference having a discovery of what we truly are in Christ and ready to go and influence the world.
Your kingdom so beautiful, you rule in splendor, urgency.